Ocean sediments cover about 70% of our planet, and it's home to the largest ecosystem on Earth, its largest carbon reservoir as well. But we know very little about it. A couple of years ago, we got involved in a big data knowledge discovery project, and that was an opportunity for us to start working with some experts in machine learning and big data analysis. So we looked around at some problems that hadn't been tackled for a long time, and we have a long history of research in marine geology and geophysics. And we realized that we had no decent geology map of the seafloor. The last time it had been done was in the 1970s, when it had been drawn by hand over a light table. And even though nearly 200,000 seafloor samples have been taken by many different research vessels in different countries over the last half century, nobody had gone and actually combined all this information into an improved map.
So how easy was it to collate all of the information and put it together to create this digital map?
Yeah, so we quickly realized why nobody had done this, because it was really quite laborious. Luckily, there's one organization, that's the National Geophysical Data Center in the United States. They hold a lot of the data, but even their data quality was extremely variable. And so it turns out over the decades, even the descriptions of what sediments are called changed through time. In many instances, there are no cruise reports available anymore. And so we had to apply strict quality criteria for our map. We had to literally sift through tens of thousands of records, and we ended up accessing about 15,000 original cruise reports.
What have you discovered so far about the geology of the seabed?
So first, we discovered that the seabed is much more complex than was originally thought in the 70s, where the seafloor is portrayed as a relatively barren, simple seascape. And so our seafloor map looks a little bit more like a tropical paradise than a barren tundra landscape, which is what the old seafloor map looks like. Especially around Australia, we found the old map was in particularly bad shape. Much of the southern ocean south of Australia was portrayed as being covered in clay and muddy sediment. And so this turns out to be completely wrong. There's a diverse assemblage of seafloor sediments that includes all sorts of microfossils.
And just thinking about far west New South Wales and central Australia, where there was once an inland sea, have you looked into these regions to learn more about the seabed?
So that's a very interesting question. So that's actually our next step. And so we envisage that over the next years, we will expand this approach to look at past distributions of ocean sediments through time. And this could include the times when parts of the continents were covered by shallow seas. Because the same approach that we have now developed and established could be applied to combining, say, sediments recovered through ocean drilling below the seabed, as well as the sedimentary records from the continents. And so we could then make such maps through time.
Sounds like there's some exciting things to discover from this digital map.
That's exactly right. So we are hoping that it's merely the beginning, not only of a new series of maps for the present and past ocean floor, but also prompting new research into better understanding how surface water productivity, I mean, in terms of the microorganisms that thrive there, how that's related to what we find on the ocean floor, and how we can ultimately use the sedimentary record on the ocean floor, the geological record further back in time, to unravel how the planet has responded to climate change in the past, which will be, of course, critical to try to estimate what may happen to planet Earth in the future.